from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was a shocker on Thursday Night Football last night. Ryan Matthews ran for 127 yards and a touchdown, and Phillip Rivers tossed a pair of scores to Keenan Allen as San Diego beat Denver 27-20. The Packers continuing to prepare for the Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers said he felt better at practice yesterday than he did on Wednesday when he admitted being a bit rusty. Rodgers says he would need the majority of snaps at today's practice to have any chance of starting on Sunday at Dallas. He said he would also need another medical scan in order to be cleared to play. That may or may not happen today. Nobody is saying for sure. Matt Flynn is ready to start. Eddie Lacy also expected to return to practice today. He's missed a couple of days with a sprained ankle. The Brewers made some progress at the winter meetings yesterday trying to find a new first baseman. Doug Melvin had talks with the Mets about obtaining Ike Davis. There was talk the Mets were interested in getting Tyler Thornburg, but the Brewers plan to keep Thornburg as a possible fifth starter next year. The leading scorer for the Wisconsin men's basketball team is nursing an injured right foot. Frank Kaminsky sat out practice yesterday. He was wearing a protective boot, and the Badgers say he's listed as day-to-day. He may not be able to go tomorrow when Wisconsin hosts Eastern Kentucky and puts their 11-0 mark on the line. The Bucks are back in action tonight at home. They take on the Chicago Bulls at the Bradley Center. High school sports last night. Marathon Cup hockey saw Wausau West beat Wausau East 5-2. DC Everest over Mosin East 7-2. You can check out the rest of the high school scoreboard elsewhere on our website. Also, a doubleheader of high school basketball tonight on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. DC Everest at Wausau East in both girls and boys hoops. Pregame show at 5:30. That's sports. I'm Tom King.